We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win! Despite being shorthanded, Bam Adebayo, Kyle Lowry, despite the refs calling every motherfucking touch foul they could possibly find on PJ Tucker, besides Casey Akpala proving once again he is the worst second-round draft pick in Miami Heat history, the Heat somehow overcame all that shit. Markieff Morris out. That means you're missing like four rotation players. You're up against one of the worst teams in the league. And they went crazy in the first quarter. Like, they were looking like the fucking 2016 Golden State Warriors. I mean, they could not fucking miss. And despite all that shit, despite a game that every Miami Heat fan that has been a Miami Heat fan of this team for years knew we were going to lose, they pulled it out. Tyler Hero, bad first quarter, turned it around. Jimmy Butler just kept grinding it out. You got contributions from every guy on this team, except for Casey Akpala. But besides that, like, you just had a all-around effort. Like, they did not look at it like, okay, we're down a bunch of guys. Let's move on to tomorrow night before the Wizards. Like, perfect trap game. But the Heat actually pulled this one out. This is not something that we're used to seeing. I'm super excited. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. You're watching the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. Bring me out, Brass. As always, if you're watching live on Twitch, thank you very much. We love you. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, we love you too. But we don't love you if you don't subscribe. Hit the stupid subscribe button. Hit the like button. Honestly, if not for me, do it for motherfucking Udonis Haslam, okay? Do it for Udonis, okay? My man came out there and said, fuck your developmental players. Fuck your, we can develop. No. You know, I said, fuck that shit. Jonas Valanciunas is eating your lunch. Let me go out there and show y'all what this is. And my man went out there. He said, what is Moose? Give me that ball, young blood. That's what he said.
Let me get that thing, young blood.
Young blood. I can't do it like Moose. Wow. He just like a Kevin Hart impression plus old yes. Man at the court. Wow. Give me that ball, young blood. Brass, let's find out what everyone's drinking. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys what you're drinking. And what we've been doing lately, we're asking you who your player of the game is, right? So, Kenny, what are you drinking? Who's your player of the game? And why is it Udonis Haslam?
Okay. I'm glad you set me up for that. So, I got the Tito's and Sprite. I got a little drink now that I like. I'm going to stick with it. Player of the game is Udonis Haslam because regardless of how he looks out there, I'm going to go with the neighborhood bias. I'm from Liberty City just like him. So, he could have went out and had all zeros, but I'm sure on his cheat day, sometimes he goes to the Snapples on 54th. He's probably been to the McDonald's on 62nd. Shout out to the Winn-Dixie. I've seen a lot of fights and shit over there. So shout out to Udonis Haslam. That's my player of the game.
Love it. Love it. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? And who's your player of the game? And why is it Udonis Haslam?
So I'm nursing a little bit of a headache. So this is water. Kenny covered all the reasons why it could be UD. So I'm going to pick someone else. I'm going to go with Caleb. I said in the pregame, we were asking who we think would, you know, be the X factor. And I like Caleb's energy. And then I'm going to have Caleb, have Gabe, because I like what he does. He's hitting more shots now. A little bit of playmaking. Found Caleb on a good cut. They look good tonight. And they help.
Oh, they fucking with you hard, Kenny. Come on, man. But anyway, Brass, what are you drinking tonight? And who's your player of the game, and why is it Udonis Haslam?
Listen, I have to be up at 4:30 in the morning, and I have to stay up and edit this, so I took it easy tonight. So I'm drinking Casamigos on the rocks. All right,
nice. That's taking it easy. Okay,
didn't have time to mix anything, but I mean, UD was awesome, but I'm a basic bitch. I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler tonight getting that triple-double. I'm sorry.
Almost coming... triple-double.
No, they gave it to him. They gave it to him.
Trippy W.
Oh, I missed that. Nice. Yep.
Culture gets you that plus one.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So cheers to him, because coming off of that, you know, extended break there, coming back and doing triple-double, I don't care how bad the NBA team is you're facing. Yeah. I'm going to give you props for that.
That's true. I mean, he could have had all kinds of rust excuses. I'm cold. I don't have my point guard. I don't have my center. That man came out and just did work. Parrish, dark-skinned producer from Light Skin Opinions, what are you drinking tonight, and who is your player of the game, and why is it Udonis Haslam?
I'm keeping it simple tonight, man. I'm going with the can you see it? Oh, shit, let me get in the mirror. Budweiser.
That Budweiser. Ain't your house, motherfucker. Nice I've piano. Been in your house.
Thank you.
You ain't got no piano?
Is that a nice
pull-out?
Piano.
Is that a pull-out couch? Or?
It does. It's got cushions okay. underneath, man. Nice, pull out. Nice. It's good for you, man.
Joe, you can't stay there. You
love
can't
pulling
stay
out.
There.
Right. Joe, you anytime, bro, you're welcome. You are welcome on the couch. Anytime.
I appreciate it.
UD is my player of the game tonight. I think he went 12 minutes strong. He went more minutes tonight than I think the last two seasons combined. So my man UD putting in work. The cold tub, he's going to be all in that cold tub today.
His my knees God. Hurt, bro. His knees hurt.
Elbows, shoulders, everything. My man
trying to take charges.
Block the shot.
Blocking shots. He put in work today. So my guy UD, this one's for you.
That man going to be on that rest till about December. Joey, what are you drinking? Why is it embarrassing? And why is your why is your player of the game Udonis Haslam?
All right. Great introduction. I did a little bit of a Red Bull and vodka, but it's the winter edition. It's the pomegranate, and it tastes terrible. My player of the game, I'm going to have to give it to Herb Jones. That's right. That's a player on the Pelicans, his name. Herb Jones is a 23-year-old man, not someone who played in the ABA, right? It sounds like he was teammates with Bill Russell is what I'm saying. It sounds like he was, you know, Herb Jones sounds like someone who played in, like, Converse All-Stars. So that's my player of the game.
Herb Jones sounds like that's RJ Barrett's real name.
Yeah. Does it make it better or worse that his name's Herbert?
Like, if you put up RJ Barrett's picture and said his name
worse.
Put up RJ Barrett's picture in black and white and put Herbert Jones under it, nobody would bat an eye.
Sounds like he played RJ Barrett in something.
Yes. They played in high school together.
Yeah. They integrated their high schools.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sorry, that was uncalled for. Kenny, your boy Tyler, man. I mean, we can get to Jimmy in the triple double. But one of the things that I watched tonight, and I was like, it brought me so much joy, is that Tyler did not have it going. Tyler looked like trash. I mean, he was 0 for 6 to start. And it's like, I was watching that game, and instead of like reverting to like last year where I was like, oh man, here we go, another Tyler game, I knew like Tyler gonna turn this shit around. Like the Pelicans are in trouble because once Tyler starts hitting, it's over. And like, he did that, and that's like the mark of a really good player. Like where last year he would have these lulls in a quarter, and I feel like he would get down on himself. He'd start getting passive, passing the ball off too soon, not taking contested shots. Like this tonight was indicative of how he's played all season. My man is a little bit fearless this year.
Yeah, and the part of that is he knows his role now, and he knows he's going to be here. He's not dealing with the trade rumors, fucking please trade Tyler for Eric Gordon and all this other dumb shit people were saying. Not you, Alf, but these other people.
No, find the evidence.
No. You never wanted to trade him, man. You was on
I
him
never
the whole
said
time.
Nothing bad about Tyler.
I got you. But yeah, nah. So that was something I was looking for because he was – in the first quarter, he was reverting back to his old ways. He wasn't taking care of the ball. He wasn't shooting well. So I needed to see him turn it around, and he did. And so great job by him. But, again, shout out to Udonis Haslam. Shout out to I Crave. Shout out to African Square Park. Shout out to the Beans. Fuck gentrification.
Shout out the Beans.
Listen. Kenny going all the way back. He's not gonna get this many opportunities for UD to come in and like not garbage time. Just you know, they were like they looked at the bench, they looked at KZ, they looked at Yurt, they were like, yo, get your old ass up here. Cause PJ out here fouling for no goddamn reason. Siobhan, so many guys. You brought up Caleb Martin earlier, Gabe Vincent. Listen, I was talking shit about Gabe Vincent in that first quarter, but this is like the third game in a row where Gabe's defense was impactful. He's making he's making some shots right now. I don't know, is a game against the Pelicans something that's going to get his confidence up? Because like they could really use a guy like Gabe Vincent off the bench, especially if Kyle is going to miss. I mean, we know Kyle's going to miss time. So, I mean, is tonight a jumping off point for Gabe? I can't about to say Caleb.
Gabe. I think his defense is in my opinion, I think it's always impactful. I think tonight his steals and, you know, it maybe was a bit more evident, a bit more visible tonight. But, yeah, if he can knock down some of these looks that he's getting – at a more consistent rate than he had been. I think tonight he was either like 2 for 5 or 3 for 7 or something. Like he was hitting shots and maybe not, you know, a game against the Pelicans being what does it, but just seeing it happen, seeing it go down. Hit one last game, got a steal, came down, hit the resulting three. And so like maybe he's getting some confidence returning to a shot. I'm feeling a bit more confident out there. And like you said, that would be very helpful for this team. Like Gabe was part of that bench unit tonight where, you know, no one had it in the first half but Jimmy. But then Jimmy didn't have to, like, save them the whole rest of the game. Tyler yep. came, Gabe came, Caleb came. And, like, that collective unit, like, you know,
they all came together.
Close the game, brought it together. Yeah, they came together. It was really nice to see. I hope this is something that lasts for Gabe.
He came back in the game with a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, which we bemoaned that shit a lot last year that he, like, they would just, he would leave the game with a 13-point lead, come back with a 3-point lead. And it's like, as Tiffany said, I would never say this on my own. I'm quoting Tiffany Meeks. He came out here like Captain Save-A-Ho Parish. And, you know, he was out here, you know, just saving them. And then a lot of nights he couldn't do it. And that's why last year was such a frustrating grind to watch. Parrish, we have not had you on Hangover Time. I think it's my first appearance,
and it's a win, baby. It's a win.
Yeah, you know, we might have to have you on more often. What, like, so just overall, your view of this season, like, looking in, because they hear from us every night. Like, what have you, your overall just impression of the Heat this year?
Of the whole season, I'll tell you, like, this game really, for me, it kind of sums up what the season's been. Like, the Heat have really just grinded out. They're just like a grinded out team now. Like the confidence has kind of always been there. Like it's more with players like Hero now, and even Max Struss. He's taking confident shots now, make or miss. He feels good about him. But just like tonight, we're down 14 points. The third quarter starts. I get up to go get a drink, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're up 10 now. Like what happened? Like so they really stringing together just good possessions, and just a real confident team playing well. I think a lot of that's just, you know, Kyle Lowry is rubbing off on other players. And I just think that's just, it's synonymous to the whole season, really.
Well, I want to say one quick thing. It's really important that, I mean, the Heat have been beaten up on good teams, which is great. But really, the best teams should beat the bad teams. And we did beat a bad team tonight. And... it's funny.
I'm sorry, Brett.
And on top of that,
it's you ain't been good. To my house.
We have to point out that the Knicks lost to the Orlando Magic tonight.
Magic
104 to 98.
And the Wizards lost, which is it's too early to start looking at standings and shit. But a Wizards loss, you got two games coming up against the Wizards. You know, you have a good shot, you know, if you win both of those games. You can see yourself in first or second, third place, you know, by the time the weekend's over. Joey.
Yeah.
There's a player I want you to discuss. I want you to talk about.
Please.
Herb? Not Herb.
More Herb info?
No more Herb.
It could be Herb. Could be like one of the spices. I don't know. It could be Herb. I don't know.
Casey Akpala.
Yeah.
Like, what in God's name was that?
I'm telling you this, not like I know him, but I believe that he does not know, you know, the game of basketball. Like, but the way he looks, like I said about Gabe and Max Struss last year, he looks like a perfect, like, NBA mannequin. That was like, you know, like you could show off the jerseys and they're like in front of the stadium. That would look awesome. But him as a basketball player, man, I just don't know. And I honestly think one thing that's being overlooked is that this game, Max Struss was the third leading scorer on the Heat. So Struss Willis, you know, with 15. I mean, we don't talk about him enough. We should talk about him the whole time.
We should also talk about the sub count. If we get up to what is it
600
subs,
600
Gianni will buy and wear a Max Struss jersey. We don't know what size jersey.
In just the jersey, right? It's just he's just gonna wear the jersey.
The ball through the haircut.
No bottom.
I mean that was your little addition.
No bottom,
not mine.
No bottom.
Need the poo.
The haircut is part of it. I need to throw that in, Parrish.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And I think he said if we get like 700, I think he'll do the hair too. So
you should get the whole outfit, the shorts. We should do a whole shoot,
the whole thing.
Yeah, we should light the ball.
A Wilson ball, no Spalding.
Right.
No. Yeah. Castaway.
So like I said, the player of the game for me was Udonis Haslem, and we have one of the greatest sequences. Of regular season basketball of all time. You got that, Brass?
Sure do.
Let's break this down a little bit, or just watch it and just revel in the goodness.
Let's watch it.
Everyone shut the fuck up.
Content.
Look at UD right here.
Good on this play.
You saw how he got on that layup?
Yeah.
I saw that shit, right?
He hit the bottom of the box for sure.
That's way higher than Jokic has gotten all season.
I would love to see him with one of those draft combine things and just see how high he could jump.
Is this the block?
Just
the block.
Look at this. Wow. Get your shit the fuck out of here.
Damn.
And then he ran the court, too.
You saw him running back?
He ran the court, too. He was like, man,
that, Parrish?
That's all ice tub. He's winded. I can't wait to get to this ice tub tonight.
Oh, man. UD raised his hands like, I've done my job. Put me on the bench.
Good-ass play-by-play, Alf. You really killed that. You really killed that.
First, I told everyone to shut the fuck up and started talking.
I remember that.
You saw that?
That hurt.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to keep talking. But yeah, man, like, it does make me a little sad that we are having to go to UD because KZ and Yurt have been such, like, people don't want to hear me about Yurt, but he's been a fucking abomination every time he's touched a court against NBA players. Like, you can put him in, like, there's a Yurt victory cigar, like, at the end of the game where, you know, nobody else is playing. But, like, when you put him in during real NBA minutes, he looked terrible. KZ Akpala has had some couple little bright spots, but goddamn, he don't look like an NBA player. Like, y'all, if UD is taking KZ's minutes, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Hey,
well, you know. I love it.
Oh, there you go.
None of this would be an issue if Markieff Morris wasn't still suffering from whiplash.
Yeah, I didn't even know he played the drums.
That's true.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, can we talk about the fact that this motherfucker's missed like two weeks of an NBA season? Yeah. And Jokic sat out one game? Listen, I'm not going to... Cause they, right. I don't want the Denver Nuggets fans coming at my head again.
You had a hell of a next day.
Ah, fuck them.
They're all talking.
Yeah. Bunch of fucking unemployed hikers in my mentions. Hey.
Snowbirds and all these other motherfuckers in Denver, come at my head. I don't care. You done this play well.
Let them know.
I'm on my shit now.
Let's go, Kenny.
Brad, shout out the subs. Okay, so I'm gonna shout out the sub too. Shout out the Brown sub.
Brown.
Linda Pepper is on Uber Eats. Do not go there. Don't
fuck
wait
you, Mile High City. Fuck you.
Yeah. Actually, no. If you're from Denver, go to Lemon Pepper, stand outside, wait there. And shout out to the girl with the high school with who works there. I do not remember your name, but shout out to you. Take me out, Brad.
Take me out, Brad.
I'm just enjoying Kenny just shouting out like random fucking Miami spots.
He shouted out the pork and beans. Like,
yeah, he did. Another quote unquote bench. First of all, shout out to the Miami Heat bench for outscoring the New Orleans bench, where their two best bench players were starting, right? Mm-hmm. And then PJ Tucker with them bullshit fouls. I'm not even gonna get started on the refs tonight, but PJ Tucker's out with the bullshit fouls, so their bench was basically nobody. And they outscored the Pelicans bench, but one of their best bench players tonight started in place of Udonis. Not Udonis, Bam Adebayo. So we're going to give it to you, your favorite segment. Here's Mr. Deadman's Garage.
My favorite, though, that old black man that work on everybody's car in the black neighborhood. You know, you need a little carburetor fix or something. You go to him, he be talking to you whole time with his just hanging off his lip. What you got there now? But you got a flimmer? Yeah, bring that member around for a full plug. There ain't no goddamn problem. I'll put a carburetor on that for you. I used to work out of plant 15 goddamn years. I put a carburetor on there for you, nigga. Just bring me back a pair. Boy, you know what, boy? You look like your goddamn daddy. You don't look like you leave.
Someone said Kenny looks like Bowfinger, and I've lost it. I'm useless. I'm useless for the next 28 seconds.
Oh, look at him getting cooked, man, for no reason.
You do be getting cooked.
Oh my God! Someone said you look like Norbit, which I think.
Jesus Christ! Hey, Rich Pizza.
Oh, I love you, Kenny. Oh my God. I'm just glad they ain't cooking my fucking hairline tonight. Shit.
Why?
Yeah, you still got a hairline, man.
I was supposed to go to the fucking barber, but he said he closed for Thanksgiving, so I gotta pace my shit. Go ahead, Brad.
He closed on Thanksgiving a week and a half ahead.
Oh, in the week early?
I'm not gonna go tomorrow and again. You know, I gotta pace my shit out. Ain't nobody got that kind of money. Anyway, here go, Deadman.
Why don't you just go Friday, bro?
No, he closed on Friday. Oh, Mr. Devin, motherfucker. You guys.
Devin could
guys have me off. But anyway. So yeah, Devin hit the sky hook on him.
You're right, Brass. This is solid commentary. Solid.
So good.
Y'all had me off with the listen, that was not even that good of a play. But I just want to play the intro. Like, that's my only excuse.
Well, there was a play people wanted us to clip.
Yes.
And I tried clipping it, and the fucking Bally app just glitched. Like, it's unusable.
Surprise, surprise. That
so I tried. And I even switched to the New Orleans feed, but then it wasn't as cool. It didn't have, like, the demo reaction. They, like, showed Valachutis on the ground, and fuck that guy. Who cares?
Yeah, so, like, I wanted the Demon flag because he forced Valachutis out of bounds. Then he flexed on his ass. Like, that's what I wanted to play. But listen, we want to play the intro because the people love the intro. But yes, that was an inconsequential skyhook from like the second quarter. Sorry, I'd rather talk about my need for a haircut. But we do have some good. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Joey.
I was just going to say, I was watching the game with my little sister, and there was a close up on Dwayne Dedman, and the first thing out of her mouth was, "Oh my God, how old is he?" Like, you don't watch basketball like that, but that was her first question.
That was your little sister or someone else's little sister?
It was, yeah.
Wow.
It was a little sister, and no, and you know, I told her, I was like, yeah, he's 47. that was just my
sorry.
We had to take it there, and that's fine.
Poor Joey. But we have good analysis. It's time for Bond's breakdown.
Oh, hold up. Let me break it down. So it can forever and consistently be broke.
Pokey Stick says UD and the Golden Oldies return on the same night. Coincidence? I don't know.
I think not.
I don't think so.
Negative.
I got a kind of a random hodgepodge of things. What? Games like that, like, I don't have like a solid theme built around what I'm looking at. It was just whatever kind of caught my eye. So they must be. They really might be. Shorts getting bigger every intro. You're supposed to work on that.
You're supposed to give me a new picture.
So, few offense, three offense, and a defense. Go ahead. The first one, I just like the motion. They got Duncan cleared out. Pause. So they got Duncan cycled through. Tyler came back through. Deadman is diving. So now Jamie's going to kick it to Duncan here. Go ahead. His person flies to Duncan, and so he just does this little bend around, gets it back, relocates after the kick to him, knowing that he'd be open, and was. I just like it. It is too much. I just like the motion, the action, getting things happening on both sides of the floor, and reading how defenses are reacting. You go to the next one.
Jimmy's been killing that shot, man. Like that off the glass little runner right outside the paint. He has been killing that shit.
Yep, his body control is fantastic.
He was missing a couple and it was getting super frustrating.
Yeah, it was like, no, we need those, Jimmy. Like, ain't no Kyle, ain't no Bam. We need those.
Something that's a little strange to me. I sometimes don't really like where it is that Duncan cuts to. So go ahead. So I think Gabe sets the screen. Pause. So Gabe sets the screen and Duncan, like, continues his cut through the lane. We were doing this a lot in one of the prior games where we get some, like, action on the block and then cut, like, right next to it. If you get started over, Brass, I would have much rather, like, Duncan take this screen and curl himself back out to that right wing that's going to end up being open. Don't make a right wing joke. Curls right here, pop back to the wing.
I was about to make a Duncan right wing joke.
But he doesn't, and then he like keeps going and like relocates to the other corner. KZ is in that corner. It's really clunky. KZ misses the three.
So the whole problem with that play was KZ.
Probably.
Like what the fuck is KZ doing over there in the corner? Stop taking threes. You're open for a reason. Anyway,
go
sorry.
To the next one. So looking at this zone a bit, pause from the right here. So right now, it's already a bit unbalanced. They have a three-guard front. We have our two guards trying to, like, figure out who they want to match up with. Right now, Max isn't guarding anyone, like I said, because it's unbalanced. And it's going to, like, throw it off a bit even more. Go ahead. So, pause. So, now here, they have, like, a completely overloaded right side. Jimmy has to come out to this wing and have to get back to the corner. Go ahead. Nikhil misses this one, but he wasn't missing a bunch. Like, he wasn't missing a lot. And then last one, again, just props to Tyler. Props to Tyler, his decision-making, his body control, just what he's looking at the game now. Go ahead. Holds it a little bit, and then pause. And then Jamie's going to post up, and he's going to, like, look off and look at Jimmy as if that's where it's going. Kick it straight to the Deadman, and then curl around him for this mid-range shot. Go ahead. He just hit a shot in that same spot, I think, of the play before. And just the fake-out going to Jimmy gets himself some space and gets a good look. You can take me out. Like I said earlier, I really like how, you know, Jimmy had to, like, hold it down in the beginning, but everyone else came together and gave him some relief at the end.
Nice. Bond, those were excellent breakdowns, but the whole time people were just roasting my hairline.
Hey, the chat on some shit tonight, man.
Well, we also have funny some thing subs is tonight. No, go ahead.
And the funny thing is people think that they're like, oh, Alf didn't want to get these jokes. I'm the one posting the jokes. Like, Brass is like worried about rewinding highlights and shit. I'm over here like, hairline joke. Anyway, I love y'all. I love the chat.
We do have a couple subs tonight.
Let's go back to roasting Kenny and his glasses, please.
Vane Hype gifted two tier one subs tonight. He gifted a tier one sub to Bing Bong. Nice. So shout out to the Knicks on that, and gifted a tier one sub to John Crotty. Wow. So Vane Hype always with the specialized
sub situation
subs there. Yes, we love you, Vane Hype.
We have a John Crotty in the chat.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we have
a minute. If he's there, and
oh.
Hey, this is my first show. I know y'all probably talked about this already, but do y'all like the new name of the arena? Like, I'm really not fond of this FTX.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, man.
No. Did y'all talk about it again? Am I bringing up?
No, we haven't talked about it because I refuse to talk about naming rights on arenas because y'all are ridiculous with this shit. Okay, I can go on a rant right now. Brass, give me some fucking music because we do this thing with fucking naming rights on arenas. Like, you guys are like, what about the historic Staples Center? The American Airlines Arena? These are fucking corporations that paid for naming rights. The second they run out of money to pay for naming rights, another corporation is going to sweep in and fucking pay for more naming rights.
You're welcome, everybody.
We have to fucking stop fucking gatekeeping arena names. Wrigley Field is named after fucking chewing gum.
Shout out.
Okay? Like, stop it. Like, stop it. Like, Pro Player Stadium. That was a brand. Like, just get the fuck off of this shit. Like, I'll call it AAA forever. Because that's what you're used to. That doesn't mean it wasn't a money grab by American Airlines. It is not like a representation of patriotic airplanes. It's a fucking corporation. There's an American Airlines Arena and American Airlines Center. That's how much they fucking care about you. Stop with the fucking caring about arena names. And also, stop with the jersey shit. And I fucking hate this jersey. Blah, blah, blah. This and that. Those fucking mashup jerseys you guys called ransom notes are like the best-selling shit ever. Like, stop it. We get so fucking mad and outraged about the dumbest shit. Huh. Like, get the fuck over it. Take me out, Brass.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fucking Staples. Like, y'all niggas is mad about Staples.
It's a fucking, it's
a office supply store. It's historic. No, it isn't. It's so historic, they going out of business because of fucking Amazon. If it was the Office Depot Center, y'all be saying the same goddamn thing. There's not a guy named Staples that saved a fucking orphan in the Forum when it was burning down. It is not an important name.
Jonathan Staples was the good guy. I just wanted to say.
Fucking Gwen Staples out here. Siobhan?
I just don't like the way FTX. Do you have a rebuttal to that? Tongue, man.
I know. Yeah, I don't. I understand that it's corporations. I just don't like the fact that it's all these crypto companies. But that's just my personal thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
I get but that it's
why that it's a crypto company. See, I don't get that part.
I just don't like the way it sounds. It just sounds. I just think they could have, the crypto company could have still owned it, but they just come up with a better name. It's FTX, don't really
crypto.com.
That's the name of their crypto. It's like you say Staples, come up with a better name for your company to name an arena for.
It's
the wildest, dumbest shit I ever heard.
I don't, I really don't give a shit. It is the .com that's just going to make it kind of
dated.
It's just clunky more than anything.
So, y'all, like, honestly,
I don't care. Fuck the fucking Lakers.
When it used to be I remember when Joe Robbie changed from Joe Robbie to some other shit, and I told my dad, "Oh my god, I can't believe they changed Joe Robbie Stadium." He's like, "Who the fuck is Joe Robbie?" And I was like, "Nigga, I don't know. I don't even know who Joe Robbie is. I cared about the fact they changed the name of Joe Robbie Stadium. I don't even know who Joe Robbie is.
Wild.
You know who Staples is."
Should have called John Crotty Stadium.
It's going out of business.
And so my thing about that is, and I love seeing Laker fans unhappy, so I haven't said much, but the thing about Staples Center being historic is, like, they moved there in 2000. That's after Magic Johnson. That's after all these other people. So, like, the arena itself, yeah, fine. They won a few championships there. That's great. But let's stop. And also, like, Orange Bowl doesn't exist anymore.
That's been gone.
Yeah, it's been gone. So, like, if we're not crying over that anymore, and UM hasn't been good since it still existed. So, I mean, whatever. That stuff doesn't
matter.
There's
something called, I don't know if it's still called that, but it was something called the Sleep Train Arena.
The team we played against tonight plays in the Smoothie
Bill
King
Cosby's?
Center.
Bill Cosby's?
Smoothie King Center.
The Sleep Apnea Center. I think Dr. Dolphin is right. The FTX Arena is better than .com Arena. I will fully agree with the FTX Arena rolls off the tongue so much better than crypto.
People were mad when it was FTX. Like, people were mad at that.
No, it's silly. Yeah. But
in 5 years, people will just call it FTX, and it'll just be the part of the vernacular. That's it. You know.
That's the same thing.
It's just weird that we still have a fucking plane on top of the arena.
I like that.
That's strange.
So in 5 years, is it I'm going to the crypto? Does that work the same way?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That shit sounds dope as fuck.
The crypto?
The Bloods are going to say we're going to the Brypto.bomb. And that shit, how dope is that going to be? The Bloods are going to call it the Brypto.
Take us out.
The Crypto are going to call it the Crypto.
Logistically, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah, yeah.
Brypto.bomb. You know the bloods are going to call it the Brypto.
There's the blood bias. Yeah, there's the blood bias. Yeah.
But how dope is that? I'm going to the crypto. Like, that's the crypto dope thing. Dot bomb. I'm going to the Staples.
Just
I'm
the amount of sales we're going to get. Staples is just nerdy. It's just Staples.
I'm going to the extra lead for the lead pencil. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, okay. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I think it's lame that, I mean, because, you know, LeBron had his fingers all over this shit. Like, you know, he always follows us. Like, we do shit, and then he follows our lead. Like, we name our arena after a cryptocurrency. He's like, you know what? I don't know. I'll just name it after all of them. Just crypto.com. All of them. I don't really care.
But, like, people are like, oh, don't name it crypto.com. But, like, if they called it the crypto, if it was just crypto arena, there's a bunch of cryptocurrencies. Like, you have to call it crypto.com because they are the ones who paid for it. Like, I just don't. Like,
still gross.
It's like the patches on the jerseys that everyone got mad about that nobody talks about anymore. Like, nobody says anything all about that. Thank you. Everyone was so fucking mad. I can't believe they're putting it. The only patch on the jersey that bothers anybody is that one on OKC shit. Because that is an abomination.
Which one is what is
that? That Love's gas station shit that they got on?
Yeah.
But OKC's jersey's been trash since they went to NASCAR. OKC, though, so they deserve whatever pile on they did.
Well, yes. Well, that correct.
Did you know that if you order a jersey, you don't have the jersey selection, but if you order a jersey from Nike, there's no sponsored patch on it?
Well, honestly, they should.
Nike knows what they're doing.
Do they sell jerseys with sponsored patches?
Nike doesn't.
No. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they sell them at the store and stuff. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like, if I go to if I get a because I get whenever I get my jerseys, I get them from China.
Nice.
You know, they'd be like $30, and they take like 3 weeks to get here.
China.
China. Now, Fez Butter does say have a good point.
Oh,
it should have been called Flanagan's Fieldhouse.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's so good. They really missed that one.
There was one in there, Pork and Beans Arena. I like that one.
Nah, they should have named it that.
Yeah, that should have been it.
But I get like people like, okay, I want a sponsor that has something to do with the area, but it's the highest bidder. That's it. Like when the Heat turned down Bang Brothers, like that was like one of the only times you'll see any kind of morality come into the situation. Like, we are not letting a porn site name our arena, which they should have. Because there's going to be an OnlyFans arena in Sacramento.
I don't even know what it was at.
Now, see, that shout out to you, Alf.
Bang Brothers tried to buy they tried to sponsor the arena. I didn't even know.
Yeah, they did. We got blackballed by the Heat because we got the Bang Brothers president on our podcast.
It has to be an arena with actually fans. Like you couldn't name the Barclays Center, couldn't rename it OnlyFans because there are no fans there.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Steps only fans, right?
Right.
That was Brass. I believe we have a Gaga guy of the game.
We sure do.
Someone said we should call it the Sac Fosse Arena, and I agree with that.
Yeah,
like give the Haitians a fucking shout every now and again.
Chef Creole Arena, fuck it.
Chef Creole Arena, what's Tabu Combo Arena, Top Vice Arena. Give us Bobby Express Arena. See how I recovered there?
Damn.
Yo, what? Like Jimmy did not have these ups last year.
Mm-mm.
Like I was completely expecting this to be a layup. Here we go. Grr. Like I just did not expect him to be able to complete that shit. Like it felt like he had go-go gadget arms on that motherfucker. And honestly, I'm telling you, man, Caleb opened my eyes this game. Like in the right role, he can do some things. Like they had Caleb on Brandon Siobhan, they had Caleb on Ingram, and they wouldn't even pass Ingram the ball.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
active, feisty.
And I'm like, is that it? I think part of that is that the Pelicans are a bad team because they missed the roll man all night. Like, your bigs were Udonis Haslam and Caleb Martin at one point, and Jackson Hayes is rolling to the basket, just and you're kicking out to Santorante, Santorini, Santor, whatever that motherfucker's name is.
Saturans.
Jackson Tays.
Herbert?
Herbert? Joey, you didn't even like that one.
No.
All right.
But they, I mean, they missed a roll man all night. Like, but I will say that Caleb held his own.
I like what he gives. He was one of the only people that could get downhill. He's athletic enough and quick enough to put some pressure at the rim. And so that and the other things he has, I like him.
Oh, did you guys hear the E-Reed slander tonight?
Sure did.
Was Blake Griffin playing?
Let's play.
let's play. Who would have thought?
Satoransky for three. That man is colder than the air conditioning at FTX Arena today. Lots colder
than the building. Who's writing for him?
You got to hear the end. Give it to me one more time.
Satoransky for three. That man is colder than the air conditioning at FTX Arena tonight. And it's cold in the building.
Just to make sure.
He had to make sure.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
Don't think we had room temperature in this bitch.
It's very cold in here. He asked Crotty. He was like, "You're not cold." Crotty didn't say shit. He was like,
"Bro,
I got a jacket on."
Yeah. Crotty's wearing his Uggs.
Crotty don't shut up all game. The second that E. Reed needed somebody to bail him out,
nothing.
This motherfucker just sat worst teammate ever.
Yeah.
Shitty teammate situation.
Oh man, fuck.
Like E. Reed was like, "It's cold, right?" And like all he did was giggle. And then E. Reed was like, "The giggle is all I needed." I'm like, yo, if you told the world a grown man just giggled in response, like
John Crotty looks like he giggles. I mean, let's be real. He's a giggler.
No, he's a chuckler.
Legal situation.
Yeah, he's a chuckler.
He chuckles. There's no giggles there.
Yeah.
That's how he giggles.
That's a chuckle.
Yeah,
that's a chuckle white man does.
That's a creepy individual, man.
That's a chuckle white man does right before he calls the police.
Yeah.
All right, pal. You'll be singing a different tune when the police get here.
That breath, you're right. That breath is it.
Imagine that in your ear. Oof. No, thank you.